country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Here we are. And, of course, we welcome your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. With me tonight, just the two of us, I'm James Kelso in North Dakota, and Paul Fromm there in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
We'll cover tonight the Trump phenomenon over the last 24 hours, and, of course, the Trump phenomenon includes more than Donald Trump, and that was a point that we've been making on this show for some time, and that John Nolte of Breitbart, he just penned an essay making the very same point, and others, Steve Bannon, others making the same point, and it's wonderfully obvious. It's a great thing. And it's a great thing for Donald Trump, actually. Who would want to be all alone, a one-man show, with all the rest of us being onlookers, crossing our fingers every night that we'd wake up in the morning and Donald Trump would still be there saving us all from ourselves? I wouldn't want to be – who would want to be in that position as the one man standing between – our enemies and their goals?
That's going to be a very dangerous position to be in.
Yeah, not a good one. But if, in fact, the Trump phenomenon includes millions of people, as it does, then Donald Trump is a lot safer man. And we have surrounding himself or having in his vicinity or having on the Trump train people like Steve Bannon gives the enemy, you know, more to think about. And a bigger problem to overcome. There's some interesting coverage we might talk about tonight on who did what in the Alabama race, Roy Moore trouncing Luther Strange. And Breitbart's got all kinds of articles on the And there are enough articles, and they're coming from different sources, Politico, Huffington Post, some right, some left-wing, and in between, that Jared Kushner was the key push urging his father-in-law to back Luther Strange. And this is a colossally bad blunder by Jared Kushner. A real error in judgment, error in facts, the whole thing. And we don't know exactly what Donald Trump thinks about this, but it's safe to assume he's not happy. That's what the reports are. He's not happy with the people that advised him to back Luther Strange. He doesn't appear to have been well informed. He appears to have been fooled into thinking that Luther Strange was close, that the race was close between Luther Strange and Roy Moore. And of course, it wasn't close at all. At no point was it close. And this fact apparently was not communicated, it appears, to Donald Trump. And I'll see if I can find it here for you folks. One experienced political operative said, no Washington staffer in his right mind would even dare to suggest that a sitting president get involved in a primary in his own party that pitted him against his own base. He said, this is brain dead. And of course, Jared Kushner at 36 years old and himself being a liberal Democrat, well, he could make such a colossal blunder.
Maybe this will be part of Donald Trump's learning curve. You can see what is good advice and bad advice, and perhaps he'll be in a better position to question advice that he gets in the future from that source. For exactly the reason you're mentioning, Kushner by instinct is not a nationalist or conservative, not even a Democrat.
Well, not even a Republican.
I'm sorry, not even a Republican. Yeah, that's what
yeah,
I meant.
I think he is a registered Democrat, and he's contributed heavily to Democrat candidates. His family are Democrats, and so bless his Democrat heart. You know, if Hillary had been elected, he could have lobbied for a position in the Hillary administration. But he just really doesn't belong. he's not a fit. Now, somebody who was a good fit for the Trump administration, unfortunately, had to resign today, and that's Tom Price, the Secretary of Health and Human Services. He had very good positions on everything from abortion to gun control to immigration. A Georgia congressman who was a fine pick as HHS secretary, and he had to resign. Really, a goof on his part. He used too much expensive travel. This is going to happen to anybody in the Trump administration. They are going to be, this wouldn't even have been noticed in an Obama secretary. The press wouldn't have covered it. Nobody would have investigated it. But you have to assume that anybody in a Trump administration is going to be raked over the coals, examined with a fine-tooth comb. Anything and everything that could be discovered about this person will be blurted from the rooftops by the lamestream media. And this is what happened to Tom Price. He apparently used a few too many private planes and ran up too much of a travel tab. I don't have the facts right in front of me, but it's on the order of $1 million in 8 months. And he had to resign. And this travel includes not just himself, but he travels with staff and so on. And the another excellent cabinet member. So the media is now piling on. This is what they do now. This is their standard move. They're telling Scott Pruitt, our excellent cabinet member, that he is that his travel is excessive and so on. And he's fighting back. He's saying, no way, forget it. My travel is fine. And he makes the excellent point that the kind of travel that a secretary has to make does not necessarily go from hub to hub of commercial airlines. And sometimes you have to use a private flight. Sometimes you have to use a military flight. So he'll be fine. But unfortunately, we lose a good secretary in Tom Price. And Donald Trump himself said he's a good man and is sorry to lose him, but had to accept his resignation. The call-in number, 800-313-9443. Let me bring that call-in board up on my screen here. And engineer, correct me if I'm wrong. This is today. I think we've got Rhonda. Yeah, Rhonda. Sorry I missed you last night. You're on the air.
It was night before last, James, but that's okay. Because I wasn't sure about my facts, and I'm still not. And I know, conjecture is not a good thing just to kind of guess, but I thought I would mess with Paul today. Paul.
Yes.
Hey, did you end up going to Costco and buying bread and get your free book from free Hillary book?
No, I didn't. So somehow I missed that.
Sadly, sadly, here's the sad thing is I don't eat gluten, so I can't buy gluten. I don't eat bread. So I can't even get a free loaf of bread and get her book for free. I mean, oh, buy a loaf of bread and get her book for free.
You'll have to pay for it.
Well, you buy the bread and you get the book for free, Paul. Isn't that sad? And I saw another thing where she was in Costco and she had to hide behind the toilet paper because people were yelling nasty things at her. I just needed a little humor for this Friday evening. So that was what I was going to share with you the other night, but I thought I wanted to keep it kind of random, but you guys were pretty focused, so I hung up, I called back, and you guys went on to another subject. So, yeah.
Rhonda, you may have seen Donald Trump's tweet. He retweeted, somebody did an excellent graphic where they show the cover of Hillary's book, which is it's What Happened, with no question mark, just What Happened. And, of course, a lot of us think the the better title would be What Happened with a question mark.
Right.
But anyway, that's her title, What Happened. And in the book, I haven't read it yet. I don't think I ever will. She expounds on her excuses and her cover stories as to why she lost, with every explanation being somebody other than herself being responsible. But the great graphic was that somebody took that cover, took that text and font, and that font rather, and then put a big, beautiful picture of Donald Trump on the cover and retitled it, What Happened? And then the book next to it, I Happened.
Right.
With Donald Trump on the cover. Yeah. Well, well, thank you, Rhonda. Well,
you're welcome. All right. Thanks. Okay, bye.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. More good news from the realm of Twitter. Donald Trump had made a bunch of tweets about Luther Strange, you know, saying he was going to win and he big Luther and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, make of it what you will. Donald Trump has deleted all those tweets of his pertaining to Luther Strange. I personally think that's good. I like that. I think it shows that our president realizes this was a big mistake, and he's erasing it. So, all for the good. Let's go to the lead stories on Breitbart, which are. I like to go over to Steve Bannon right away. Bannon, of course, delivered a speech in St. Louis to Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum just recently, and I'd love to get a copy of that audio. If any of you out there have spotted audio of that speech, you can call in and let me know how I can find it. But in that speech, Bannon charts out something he's going to be doing, and this will get very interesting, Paul. He is going to be endorsing candidates who are anti-swamp candidates, patriot candidates, all across the nation, and there will develop an interesting dynamic between Bannon and his boss when he was chief strategist, Donald Trump, because there will be Steve Bannon will probably be first out of the box, first out of the gate with his endorsements. And then Donald Trump will have the sort of the challenge of, well, do I endorse the candidate that Steve Bannon endorsed after the Luther Strange fiasco? And so this is going to get pretty interesting, as Bannon, of course, will be unendorsing all sorts of Mitch McConnell, John McCain-type people. McCain's not running, but Jeff Flake is. And Donald Trump, to his great credit, has said, in fact, this was very gutsy and bold on his part. At his Phoenix rally, Donald Trump said, hey, you folks in Arizona, what the heck? I don't want to mention names, but two senators, you know, horrible. And, of course, he was talking about Jeff Flake and John McCain, both of them never Trumpers. And the crowd roared. They loved that. And then he went ahead and mentioned the names. But he in effect, said, let's unelect Jeff Flake as your senator. And this is new, Paul. In years past, we never saw any president, even Ronald Reagan. He would never get down into the trenches and say, this fellow Republican senator is horrible. Let's get him out of office and replace him with somebody else. I don't recall Ronald Reagan ever doing that even once.
No, I don't think so. I think we've agreed for several weeks now. Donald Trump was badly advised, and I'm hoping he will learn a lesson from this. And he's always been a quick study. You want to rely on family. You feel they're loyal to you and all that. I can't comment as to whether Kushner is loyal to Donald Trump, but he certainly doesn't have good judgment, and maybe it doesn't make much difference, does it?
Yes. John Nolte over at Breitbart is really on this story, and one of his columns is Luther Strange endorsement is just the latest awful advice Trump has received from Jared Kushner. And he writes, to no one's surprise, Donald Trump is apparently furious over his woefully misguided decision to go all in for Luther Strange in Alabama's U.S. Senate primary. It was a decision that blew spectacularly up in the president's face last night with Strange's massive 10-point loss to Roy Moore. And he says, in what is becoming a disturbing pattern, Trump's son-in-law and advisor, Jared Kushner, was apparently one of those who advised the president to back Strange to once again sail into big, jagged rocks, a humiliation for Trump that anyone with any real-world political sense should have and did see coming from a mile away. Now skip down here a little further. Is that what makes this Kushner catastrophe even more notable than the others, which I will get to, is that this time Trump led with his chin,
yeah.
Was out there publicly championing a sure loser. And most of
that's not like being loyal to a good old friend. This was colossally bad advice.
Yeah, it really bad. And of course, if you play it the other way, Donald Trump having a rally in Huntsville for Roy Moore, and then having a massive victory, which would have been even more massive on Tuesday, Donald Trump could take the credit for Roy Moore's win, even though we now know Roy Moore did it on his own. And with the help of the Trump train, all you folks out there who are riding clickety-clack along the tracks of the Trump train right now, you were responsible for propelling Roy Moore. But Donald Trump could have said, added it as a feather in his own cap. It would have been so easy. And he says, for the first time, writes John Nolte. Now, this is interesting, the way the Breitbart writers are writing. These are really good writers. These are not, cub reporters. And so what they're writing, the way they're writing, very interesting, because it's coming. Really, it's coming in effect from the mind of Steve Bannon. This is his staff. For the first time since he stepped into the political arena, Trump did not look like a leader. He looked led.
Yeah.
He looked like a weak politician being handled and manipulated.
That's bad. I mean, that's not his persona. I think he's a very proud man. That's a good thing.
Now watch John Nolte in a moment, right after this break. I'll watch the pattern in which Breitbart goes back and forth in a very, I think, a very astute way of communicating with Donald Trump. They're going to compliment him in the next paragraph. We'll get to that after this break.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
We're back, folks.
Are we rolling downhill like a
while we're on the subject? Advice given to Donald Trump. I'm going to finish out this story from Breitbart, and then I'm going to get to a story in the area of trade, illustrating the same point about good and bad advice going to Donald Trump. Finishing out this article from John Nolte, he says he just panned Donald Trump a little bit. Now, the next paragraph, he praises him. One of the primary reasons Trump is president today is his belligerent strength. In the face of withering hellfire from the media, Democrats, and even many in his own party, Trump remains his own man. It's a big compliment. But over the last week in Alabama, Trump did not look like his own man. Rather, he looked out of touch, like someone who no longer trusts the instincts that made him our 45th president, like someone who is relying on those with their own agenda. So you can see, Paul, he's going within one paragraph. He's making a critique, but he's also then offering an immediate compliment. It's a clear effort, and I think a well-crafted one, to appeal to the president. It's been said that John Kelly is keeping the Breitbart pages away from Donald Trump. I don't know exactly how that could be done when all you have to do is type Breitbart.com onto any computer and you've got all those pages. But
I question that too. How do you do that? I think Donald Trump, I know he has many, many things on his plate, but I think he's got to take back control of these aspects of his life because he's got good judgment, he's got good instincts, and he is surrounded by people who do not, or wait, there are people around him who do not have his interests at heart.
Yes. Now let's take another, let's look, folks, at another example of the phenomenon Paul is describing. Early on, Donald Trump made an outstanding appointment that amazed all of us. He appointed Peter Navarro as head of his trade policy. Peter Navarro. And Peter Navarro is famous for, among other books he's written, one entitled, this man appointed by Donald Trump to oversee our trade policy with nations like Red China. He wrote the book Death by China as an economics professor at California, University of California at Irvine. Death by China is a devastating look at how China has, just as Donald Trump spoke over and over again, very knowledgeably on the campaign trail. He said, we've been had by the Chinese to the tune of trillions of dollars. We have built, they have factories, cities, entire huge projects, airports, all being built with American money. And this is all based on a crazy trade policy that included, among other things, was it Bill Clinton who got most favored nation status for China, which took their tariff. Let me try to remember the numbers here. I think it took their tariff on products shipped to the U.S. from 40% down to 6%. Anybody who can correct my numbers, call and correct it. But this is like handing hundreds of billions of dollars to the communist government. We got a little bit of a break here, and I'll come back with more about Peter Navarro because he's in the news today. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We're back, folks, and we're talking about good advice and bad advice given to our Patriot president. We covered Jared Kushner, bad advice about Luther Strange. Now let's talk about trade policy. Good, great advice given to President Trump by an amazing appointment to the head of the trade office, Peter Navarro, author of Death by China. Here, you can listen to his voice for just a moment here. This is Peter Navarro. You'll hear speaking here.
Hi, I'm Peter Navarro, director of Death by China. For 3 years, this documentary film was one of the most popular on Netflix. And now you can watch the official version for free. So enjoy the show. And afterwards, check out my new book and film, Crouching Tiger, What China's Militarism Means for the World. And please, help defend America and protect your family. Don't buy made in China.
And so that gave you a sense of his voice. This is an amazing appointment. But now here's how Peter Navarro is in the news today. This is unfortunate. Let me find it. Let me find the story for you. The headline, again, we go to Breitbart to get the facts. New York Times, I could read the controlled press until cows came home, and I wouldn't get this fact. The globalists seize control of the White House trade shop. John Carney at Breitbart writes, President Donald Trump will likely find it harder to put in place trade policies designed to protect American jobs and technology, thanks to Chief of Staff John Kelly's latest maneuver. Remember what Roy Moore said in Alabama at that Fairhope support rally? He said, President Trump is being cut off. The article continues, John Kelly, Chief of Staff, has put the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, run by economist Peter Navarro, under the National Economic Council, headed by former Goldman Sachs executive, the number two man, Gary Cohn. This move means that Navarro, a strong voice for nationalist trade policies, will now report to Cohn, who has led the opposition to many of these policies, such as tariffs proposed by Navarro. In other words, the globalists have mounted a hostile takeover of the Nationalist Trade Office in the White House. Giving Cohn supervision over the trade shop is a strange choice. Trump has expressed frustration at the pace of change when it comes to trade policy, telling General John Kelly, I want tariffs. And CNN reported that Trump has directed much of his frustration about the lack of progress on trade at Gary Cohn. Now, Cohn will be the boss of the main advocate of tariffs in the White House. So this doesn't look good, Paul.
No.
The globalist faction in the White House hopes Navarro will leave following what amounts to a demotion. Now, remember, prior to this move by General John Kelly, Peter Navarro reported directly to the president. Now he reports to Gary Cohn, who Donald Trump refers to as globalist Gary Cohn. Navarro, however, tried to downplay the change in a statement to Politico. So let's get Peter Navarro's response. He says, I'm a chain of command guy and will follow Chief of Staff John Kelly's orders. The chief has assured me I will continue to have the same seat and voice at the president's decision-making table. Then Politico writes, Kelly's decision, this is Politico speaking now, Kelly's decision to have Navarro report to Cohn, who has pushed behind the scenes to temper Trump's hardline instincts, could further isolate the former economics professor. Cohn is Navarro's nemesis, according to an associate of Navarro's. The two men have sometimes yelled at each other during White House trade meetings. That's pretty darn interesting, Paul. That's amazing. Peter Navarro yelling and Gary Cohn yelling at each other.
Yeah, I think Donald Trump is going to have to make his choice.
Navarro has, this is Politico writing now, Navarro has found himself with fewer allies in the White House since the departure of Steve Bannon and other trade hawks. Navarro's West Wing critics hope the reassignment will lead to his ultimate resignation, though people close to Navarro say he has no intention of leaving. And if we go over to the Peter Navarro, let's just give you a little bit more insight into Peter Navarro. It's, you know, a miraculous thing, a wonderful thing, that he was made the head of trade policy by Donald Trump personally. And I remember on the show, you know, when we noted that fact, it was a moment of celebration. It's like, you're kidding. I'm going to pinch myself. Is this really true? Peter Navarro, the author of Death by China, is going to be revamping our policy with our trade with China. He says, according to Politico, Navarro is perhaps the most the strongest advocate for an aggressive stance toward China. Now, this is their language, the Politico's language. He's not aggressive. He has a strong stance. And he goes, he says, this is political writing, Navarro refers to the conquest by China of the world's export markets, which have, and China has, this is a quote from Navarro, vaporized literally millions of manufacturing jobs and driven down wages. That's a quote from Navarro. That's good stuff.
That's what's happened.
Yeah, China's aspirations are so insatiable, he claims, that eventually there will be a clash over our most basic of all needs, bread, water, and air. Navarro has described the entry of China to the World Trade Organization as one of the United States' biggest mistakes. To respond to the Chinese threat, Navarro has advocated for 43% tariffs. Well, that was the tariff, was 40% before Bill Clinton, I think just with an executive say-so, I don't think it even went to Congress, made China, gave it most favored nation status, which reduced the tariff to 6%. That's a lot of money. Navarro advocates for the repudiation of trade pacts, and let's see, I'm going to skip ahead here. Navarro has reportedly encouraged President Trump to enact a 25% tariff on Chinese steel imports. Navarro has said that a large part of China's competitive advantage over the United States stems from unfair trade practices. Navarro has criticized China for pollution, poor labor standards, government subsidies, producing contaminated, this is a quote from him, contaminated, defective, and cancerous exports, unquote.
And the red Chinese often export outright poisons.
Yes, there have been many, many cases, folks, of weird things showing up in the products that you have bought and consumed from China. Currency manipulation is added here, and theft of U.S. intellectual property. In his 2012 documentary, Peter Navarro said that China caused the loss of 57,000 U.S. factories and 25 million jobs. Now, that is strong stuff. And that's exactly what Donald Trump was saying at rally after rally. That was worked into the text, those very things I just read of Donald Trump's presentation at rally after rally. So he's very familiar with this. And so this is not good news that Gary Cohn is now in charge of Peter Navarro, and the two men, I mean, that's an amazing report that they have yelled at each other in meetings. Now, something, you know, that's normal in the course of human events, folks, is, you know, you expect people, for instance, the question is, how do Bannon and Kushner feel about each other? You would think they don't like each other very much. And actually, I think that is the case. But it's normal in, you know, in life that Bannon, for instance, has issued statements saying, I get along great with Kushner. He and I have actually worked together very successfully on a number of things. Or Kushner actually supported me on this, that, or the other. Well, what Bannon might have been doing there at those moments is, of course, you got to deal with the personalities and the people. You know, Kushner is the son-in-law. So saying something nice about Kushner could be a very smart thing to do. And saying something hostile could be a very stupid thing to do. So what is the actual, how do the two men feel about each other, those two, Kushner and Bannon? One of the reports on Breitbart that I didn't share with you is a whole story that says that Kushner, this is pretty amazing, Kushner urged his father-in-law to back Luther Strange specifically to spite Steve Bannon. This article, now we're getting pretty far into the realm of speculation here, folks. But Breitbart, remember, Steve Bannon runs Breitbart, and he's in there, and he of all people knows what he's talking about on this particular subject. But it says that Kushner actually wanted Donald Trump to, his father-in-law, to specifically go after Roy Moore and support Luther Strange as a rebuke of Steve Bannon. Now, this is all blown up, of course, in Jared Kushner's face, if that's what occurred. And I don't see, I don't think, Paul, this is idle speculation or this is gossip that's being peddled by Breitbart. That's not gospel gossip being peddled. This is material coming from, you know, the man who's there, the man who knows. And so there's something really big going on inside the White House. This move with Cohn and Navarro, Kushner and Bannon, there's a real fight going on at the OK Corral, Paul.
Yeah, that looks like it. Yeah.
Let's see if there's something else here on Navarro. If you want to call in and weigh in on this, folks, it's 800-313-9443. I sure love the idea that Peter Navarro. Oh, and Navarro, in this movie that he's made, and I'm going to make a point of watching more of Navarro's YouTubes. He's made his movie, Death by China. He's made it available for free on YouTube, so make a point of watching it. He said he became interested as a professor of economics, very highly regarded professor. He became interested when he noticed that his graduate students who had gone off into the world of business were losing their jobs. And he realized the Chinese were actually taking the jobs away from his own students. And that caused him to look more deeply into the matter, and he very astutely has observed that China, in fact, has been waging economic war on the United States for decades, and nobody's had the, you know, the honesty to say it, tell it like it is. And the most catastrophic moment, making this communist government, which is a dictatorship, China is not a free country. It's a dictatorship. There's no free press in China. There's no First Amendment in China. There are no elections in China. It's a top-down dictatorship. And it's still, you know, we used to call it Red China, Paul, when we were younger men and we're in the John Birch Society.
I still call it Red China.
It's still, but nobody says Red China anymore. If you remember back in the Birch days, of course, you didn't say China, you said Red China.
That's right.
That's exactly what it was, you know. So, you know, here we are, we're treating this dictatorship, which we're turning into an absolute economic monster with 1.3 billion people who are worked like slaves by the Chinese government. And, you know, the idea that there are Chinese businesses or there's some kind of free enterprise economy in China, this is a laugh. Every business in China reports directly to the government. And there's some great cases, Paul. Of course, I know you know, in China or in Canada, you have a lot going on between Canada and China. So this is near and dear to your heart.
And big businesses, the ones that are trying to buy big time into the Canadian energy and high tech sectors, always coordinate closely with Red Chinese intelligence. And there was a directive fairly recently that all companies, including multinationals operating in China, have to recognize that they take orders from the Chinese government. It's not optional, and there have to be Chinese government appointed members of their board of directors, at least the branch that's in China. Not only are Chinese businesses not independent.
Go ahead, Paul.
They're not. Not only are they not independent, but even businesses that operate in China, foreign businesses, have to knuckle under. It's not a free enterprise system at all.
Yes, and here's an interesting one. Again, you Americans don't know this because Wolf Blitzer won't report it on national television. If you are an executive, one of those executives who utterly serve at the pleasure of the Chinese dictatorship in one of these big giant corporations, strange things can happen to you if you get sideways or crosswise with the dictatorship. This is common in China, folks, is that somebody who was a big poobah yesterday is a disappeared person the next day.
That's why so many of them are trying to get their money, their especially corrupt money, out of China to Canada. That's what's destroying the real estate market in Toronto and Vancouver.
We'll come right back to that. We'll come back to Ken in New York, who's on the phone. We'll be with you, Ken, right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks, and any man can be a fool. And, of course, we've been fooled. Boy, have we been fooled by China. I highly commend to you this movie, Death by China. It's on YouTube. It's got 418,000 views. That's encouraging. It was made It was made just a couple of years ago. So it's a current movie, really devastating look. Peter Navarro's movie, Death by China. Ken in New York. Ken, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, James, and hello, Paul. And I still call him Red China.
Thank you.
I don't.
That's what
you're welcome. And I don't think China's doing anything that, I don't want to say we, but the people that have been trying to get them to buy our debt have allowed them to do. See if I got that correct. Do you remember the time around Hank Paulson and Geithner and that bunch when they were running the Treasury Department? I always heard these stories that they were going over to China and they were jawboning the dollar. I think that was a term that Larry Kudlow used. And I suspect what they said was, well, buy our debt. We need somebody to buy our debt or we don't have any money, and we'll let you run wild.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, I'll tell you what, Ken, I can hear in your voice and your facts that you know what you're talking about and that you followed this story. So the microphone is yours. Continue.
And do you remember, let's see, we go back a little further, and you talk about Clinton giving them the most favored nation status, and that was about the time they were shoveling technology over. I'm on Long Island, and there was a company, a microwave company named L'Oreal. They still might be around. And some guy from New York City had bought L'Oreal, and then all of a sudden they want to start selling rocket targeting technology, microwave technology. That's when all of this stuff started to go over to China. And this would be right around the end of the Clinton administration.
Yes, and this is all happening very quietly, folks. Paul has noticed it. Right here in North Dakota, a local aircraft manufacturer, Cirrus Aircraft. We, you know, just a small note in the newspaper a couple years ago. The Chinese bought it. They're doing this everywhere. They own it. And when they buy something, when they buy an aircraft manufacturing company, that's where America has its greatest technological lead over the rest of the world. One of those areas is when they buy the company, it's all theirs. You know, the crown jewels belong to the owner of the company who now has all of that technology.
Well, if you sold all of this debt to China and China's holding on to this debt, they're not going to go back to the Federal Reserve the Federal Reserve or the U.S. government and say, I want to cash my chips back in and make money on it. The way to let them do it is to start buying us up.
Yeah, Ken, I hope you call in. If you get a chance, look at this movie, Death by China. I'd love to hear your take on it in a future show. Paul, thank you very much. See you all again. See you all again on Sunday for our 3-hour show. See you then.
Don't stop.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.